of your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes my way gets hard, and sometimes my way yeah, no, that's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing of this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Lord, I'm singing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get weak.
Yes, I'm calling your name because I need you right now, Lord. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. I am so glad that you're with us. It's Sunday morning. We've given Evangelist Patricia Benjamin, we've given her the day off. Hallelujah. Yesterday, the evangelist was ordained and anointed officially as the pastor of Glory United Ministries. Hallelujah. It was a beautiful, gorgeous day. A wonderful day. So we gave her the day off today. And if you tuned in to hear her, well, you better go to one of the old programs, because she's not going to be on here today. You got me, Dr. Gregory Scott.
In the palm of your hand,
right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now,
in the cradle of your own, Lord. I'm down and I'm low. Sometimes I'm sick in my body, Lord.
Want help from you,
Lord. But we'll make it all
right.
I know you're ace, Lord. And I know you will. Oh, sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak, yeah.
Just because he preparing me for something that I cannot handle right now, right now. He's making me ready, ready, just because he cares, he cares. And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my life.
Has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
for waking me up. This morning, for letting me see a brand new dawning. Though I may try.
Lord,
Thank you, Jesus. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Shaw. Once again, welcoming you to our morning program. This is Body, Mind, and Soul. Body, Mind, and Soul. The whole purpose of this program is to give you the opportunity to sort of take a peek behind the curtain to see what is going on with myself, the bishop, and the pastor, and the entire program format. But as is the custom, now is the time. Now is the time for prayer. A lady came yesterday and said, "Dr. Scott, I love your program, but you just talk too soft." And when the pastor told me that, I thought, well, you know, if I'm praying to God, I know that God hears me. But the pastor said, yeah, the people want to know what you're telling. So, okay, let's get a prayer going on here. Heavenly Father, this is your son of many in the spirit, Gregory, calling on you in this moment once again to open the windows of heaven and to shower your blessings down upon you as you have done so many times before and as are doing it. And I know that by setting this prayer up, I'm letting you know that I am open to hearing it, that my ears are not closed, my spirit is not closed, that I'm open to not only hearing the blessing, but I'm here to receive it. Yes, Lord. Lord, we know that there are many of us, both listeners and people we know, who are living in troubled times, who are working in situations that are very difficult and hard to achieve. We know, Lord, that there are many of us who are looking for work, who can't find it. And because they can't find it, they have to depend on the kindness of others. And Lord, we want to thank those others who are so kind, who out of the goodness of their hearts are helping the people who are the downtrodden. And Lord, we know that Jesus, who came to this earth to teach and preach and to put before us the kingdom of heaven, Lord, we know and thank you for allowing him to give his life to be a shining example of love for you and love by you. Lord, we know that many of us are being challenged physically by ailments, some of which have no diagnosis, some of which are unknown previously. And Lord, we know that those ailments are given, that we're receiving, are merely trials, mere trials, that give us the chance to keep our attention on you, because you are God. You are the Savior of souls. You are the King of kings. Lord, thank you so much for your loving blessings. Now, Lord, we worship you. We worship and adore you, because we know by the act of worship, fully and completely, with us not hanging on to anything, us not begging for anything, Lord, we know that the act of worship brings us into your heart, brings us into your heart, and that you enfold us as you do in this moment with your love, with your grace. Now, Lord, we know that there are many of us who are surrounded by people who do not wish us well, who would prefer to see us stumble and fall, who would prefer to see us extinguish the light of love, humanity, joy, and happiness in which you have instilled in us. And Lord, we ask in this moment that whatever connections, if any, that those have made with us, that those connections now be simply stopped. That they be stopped. That they be broken and eliminated, Lord. And that if any of that poison from those folks have come into our world, whether in us or around us, Lord, we ask that they be, that poison be taken out of us. We release it, Lord. Yes, we do. We release it. And Lord, replace that with divine light, with your healing light, with your healing love. And I can feel it now, Lord. Thank you so much. And Lord, we also know that there are many of us that are surrounded by devils and demons of various sizes, from the tiny little demons that fuel addiction, whether it's sexual, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol, whether it's anger. We know, Lord, that those demons are present. And Lord, we ask in this moment that you know that we do release those demons and say to those demons, you have no business in our lives. You have no business in us. And Lord, we release them. We ask that you, with your mighty power, completely dissolve them, Lord. Just dissolve them. Don't send them anywhere. Just dissolve them. Because you know, Lord, if one goes away, it comes back with seven. So, Lord, we don't want to give seven a chance. So, Lord, let's just release them and destroy them so that they will no longer have any time in our lives. Now, Lord, we come before you once again with so many things on our mind. Our minds are so heavy with what we have to think about, Lord, which is what is on us. Lord, we ask in this moment that you allow us to turn over to you all of the problems, all of the issues with which we are grappling. We ask, Lord, in this moment that every single one be turned over to you. Please accept them, Lord. They are burdens for us that are almost too heavy to bear, burdens that relate to family members, burdens that relate to jobs, burdens that relate to money, burdens that relate to health. Lord, let's take those away from us, Lord, and we put them all in your hands, Lord, and we ask that you replace them, Lord, with us by assigning an angel, a holy angel, Lord, in every place where those things were. Now, Lord, we ask in this moment that you take the opportunity to look into our unconscious mind, that part of us, Lord, that we have no awareness, that part of us, Lord, that influences everything we do. And, Lord, we ask that anything in our unconscious mind that is interfering with our love for you, that is interfering with our spiritual progress, Lord, we ask in this moment that all that be removed. Yes, Lord. And replace everything that's removed with an angel to which you assign the task of guarding and protecting us. Now, Lord, we ask in this moment that you surround us with your divine holy light and that you protect us, Lord, as we go forward, shouting out your name to those who would hear it and those who would not, shouting out your name and glorifying God and glorifying your Son, Jesus. Lord, that is our challenge, and Lord, amen. That is what we need to do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, these blessings we ask. Amen.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Thank you for calling in. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I want to thank you for calling in. We've given the evangelist the pastor the day off. Yesterday she was, I want to say, anointed and appointed as the pastor of Glory United Ministries. And I want you also to know that I think today she's still dealing with some post-celebration responsibilities. But she sends you all her love and appreciation. And thanks you so much for being a loyal listener and follower of Glory United Ministries. Yes, I give myself away so you can use me. I want to thank you, loyal listeners, for staying with me during this entire program. So glad that you called in, and I want you to rejoice with me that our beloved evangelist now has been elevated, is the word they use, to the higher responsibility of pastor. It is something for which she has labored long and mightily. She has conducted revivals and services all across this country, and we'll be doing that down in El Paso, Texas, in fact, in next month, around the end of the month. But I am so glad that you've been with us today, and we're ending the entire program with I Give Myself Away by William McDowell.
Give myself away.
So you can use me.